studs. Studs.
All right, welcome everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian David Whitman. Nice to see you, Whitman.
Timmy Conway Jr., look at you, man.
All right, we got a special guest. We've never had this man on the show before from Channel 2 News, Paul Majors. Nice to see you, dude.
You guys look at you.
Oh, yeah, you new in town?
Just got here.
Jerry, turn his microphone on.
Wait, is the green mic not working?
The green mic.
Well, let's see if it's working. Hold on one second.
I think the green one doesn't work.
Well, green one doesn't work. Let's go to the blue one here.
Let me spring into action.
The blue one right here.
Here, Paul.
We'll zip that one over there.
I got you.
All right. Look at
Whitman. Look at you.
How about that?
There you go. Hey.
Does that work?
It's radio.
There you go. All right.
That's radio, yeah.
I guess the green one's not working.
It's nice to be here.
Yeah, that's fine. All right. Paul Majors, nice to see you from Channel 2, and also the KCALs over there, but you guys are just, you're just Channel 2.
Correct.
A lot of people go back and forth.
If they need me, I go back and forth.
You do?
Yeah.
You been on KCAL?
Yeah.
You slumming on KCAL?
Anchored with Pat Harvey?
Wow.
Can't beat that.
Yeah, no, that's fun. So there's really no one, I guess this is a question, is there really anyone who's exclusive to either Channel 2 or Channel 9 where you'll only see that person on 2 or you'll only see them on 9?
Well, I guess in theory they have to ask me if I want to be on Channel 9. But, I mean, you know, people like Pat Harvey and Sylvia Lopez, all those great people.
Yeah, they're legends in Los Angeles.
And they're, fun to work with.
Yep.
Yeah. Pat's and Sylvia, both of them are just as great as can be.
Yeah, it's a good time. All right, now let's get into some of this news. There's a lot of stuff going on here in Los Angeles and around the world. this new trend with guys taking out their kids and then their wife, it happens like every day now.
You
that used
what?
To be a national story. And now it's a local story,
you're absolutely
maybe third
right.
or fourth.
You are absolutely, and we were talking about that at work last night.
Is that right?
Well, yeah, when the other one happened last night, we're going, what is the deal?
I thought this was the one from last night.
That one is,
yeah. It's a new one.
Yeah, well, you had the one
two nights ago.
Two nights ago. Right. And in fact, the one last night, at first I thought, well, we're just doing a follow-up on that other family.
That's what
shorty.
I thought.
And then I went, wait a minute, this is a whole different location.
Yeah, and different names, too.
I don't know what's happening. If people are falling through the cracks. Everybody said the guy last night was odd.
Right.
Which, I mean, you always hear. You never hear someone say, well, he's perfectly normal.
Right. Yeah, the guy last night, I guess, wore a stocking cap to protect himself from aliens or something.
That's
an indicator that there might be a few loose screws.
So I don't know if people are falling through the cracks with, you know, mental health issues or, you know.
I think it is.
Or, dare I say it, gun control. I mean, you know, nobody ever talks about.
Home repossessions. Yeah. You know, mortgages going south, all that pressure.
There's a lot of problems which conflate to create this really big problem.
But Tim, you're absolutely right.
But, you know, and that's how Officer, is it Randy Simmons?
Yes.
That's how he died.
Exactly.
A guy took out his two brothers,
his dad, and then
shot a SWAT officer. I don't know what's going on, but it's a weird trend.
It is.
Especially, listen, if you want to take yourself out, you know, but I don't understand taking the kids out. I don't understand the mentality. Is it maybe that they'll miss you too much or they're not going to be able to survive without you? I don't know what it is.
And the guy last night not only works on the family first. Then goes next door and shoots the neighbors.
Yeah, he starts pumping the neighbors up.
Jeez. Oh. Amazing. And, of course, you all saw the story out of Missouri where the 5 members of the city council and the mayor was shot. And I guess the mayor is 59 years old or something like that. And I heard a report today on CBS that he was the mayor is recovering. He's the only person that survived but has no memory of the attack.
That's interesting.
You know, gunman took out, I think it was 5 city council members.
In fact, tomorrow night, this story is going to air. It's interesting that you say that. Tomorrow night, we have an interview. You guys may remember this. In fact, I just was at Figueroa Elementary School today, down on 111th and Figueroa. And this teacher back in 1996, I don't know if you were here, Brian.
I was in San Diego.
But, Tim, you were here.
What were we doing in that neighborhood? Were you buying a Social Security card?
Yeah, you know, some cell phones and stuff, yeah. And he was in the library with his 5th grade class. Gang guys across the street, gang guys passing by in a car. They decided to open up on the passing car. Bullet flew through the library window, hit him right in the forehead in front of all those kids. Do you remember that? It made big, big news.
I don't know if I remember that.
His name was Alfredo Perez.
And went blind, right?
No, he didn't go blind.
Oh,
no.
Okay, then I don't know.
But he's had some motor skill issues.
Okay.
He's still in therapy and will be for the rest of his life.
But he sat in school when that happened.
Yeah, he was in school in front of all those kids, like 30
LAUSD, right?
Yeah. And tomorrow night we're doing a little segment we do every Thursday, Whatever Happened To. So tomorrow night's Whatever Happened to Alfredo Perez.
That's a great idea for a segment. I love segments like that. Well, you know, because you hear these stories, and Tim, you know, as a lifelong Angeleno, so many times stories will grip a community, and Paul, obviously you know this better than all of us, for a week, and it's intense for a week.
And then they just go away.
Poof, it goes away. And you know, 5 years, 10 years later, you're sitting around the dinner table with your family and you think, hey, whatever happened to that kid or whatever happened to that woman who, you know, that's great. So you follow
In fact,
up
if any of your listeners, I'm serious, if any of your listeners have ideas, I'd love to, seriously, we'll take ideas.
All right, if you have maybe something in the past that's happened, you want a follow-up.
A building, a business, a person, whatever, anything that just might be interesting. And the reason I brought up Alfredo is you talked about the mayor in Missouri.
Right.
I asked Alfredo, I said, well, tell me about that day when you were in the library.
How old's that kid now?
How old's Alfredo? He's, gosh, I don't know how old he is, frankly. I didn't ask
him.
Is
he 90?
Oh, no. He's a young man. He just got me. He was 32, so 12 years ago. So now he's 44.
Oh, is that right?
Had just gotten married, in fact. But he doesn't remember the day. In fact, he doesn't remember the 2 to 3 weeks prior to that day. And I asked, why is that?
But that's because of
drinking. Yeah, well, that's the same here. But his wife, Virginia, said the doctors speculate that's just your body's way of coping with the trauma of the whole thing. It just wipes it out of your memory bank.
I would have a great fear if I were a loved one of Alfredo or a friend of his. I'd have a great fear that at some point it's just all going to surge back. And he, you know, so obviously he's got to be in therapy, right?
Yeah, he still is, yeah.
He had to prepare for that. Because
all right, if you have any ideas, if you want to share them with Paul Majors, he's with us. Whatever happened to blank? It could be a human being. It could be a business. Could be an athlete. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. I'm still waiting for you to do the whatever happened to Johnny Mountain. What's he doing now?
Mike and I were talking. Mike and I ate across the street at IHOP. Mike brought up one for me. I said, Mike, you got any ideas? He goes, yeah, Kwame Brown.
What happened to that chick? I didn't get the follow-up because I just saw the tease, and then you guys were going to do it the next day. That chick that couldn't smile?
Yeah, I did. That was the first whatever happened to that we did.
Where is she nowadays?
She is going to school in Santa Barbara.
She was born with the inability to smile.
Yeah, and there are like two nerves that control each side of your mouth.
Right.
She was born without those nerves. It's a rare condition. I think there are about 1,000 people in the world.
That can't smile.
Yeah, literally can't smile.
Jack Silver has it, our boss.
Your boss, yeah. No, I saw him smile last week you guys had me over. I was out in the parking lot. He was just grinning hugely, and his car pulled away, and I saw a puppy just run over.
Oh, no. Okay.
That wasn't Jack.
I think Gene Simmons has that. I've never seen Gene Simmons laugh.
No, that's interesting. We've interviewed him once or twice, and I've never seen him laugh either.
I've never seen Gene Simmons laugh at all.
I saw him smiling in a sex tape that's on the internet now.
Now, is it always when you do this, whatever happened to? Could it be something like whatever happened to the woman that accused Kobe Bryant of rape?
Well, we'd like to keep it local.
You got to keep it local.
Because of our budget.
Right.
You work for CBS.
Right. Whatever happened. Could you do one on Builders Emporium, whatever happened to them?
You love that store,
I miss
store,
that
right?
store, man. Yeah. My dad used to take me there as a kid all the time, and it just disappeared one day.
Yeah, it's sad when that happens.
It was over.
And when you're at it, whatever happened to Stevens Nursery on Riverside right by Gelson's in Studio City?
We'll get to the bottom of that.
Yeah, big change is going on. All right, Paul Majors is with us discussing a lot of the news. And now it looks like Michael Jackson is in trouble. Neverland Ranch could be yours for just $24 million?
Yeah, he has 3 weeks, apparently.
That's right.
Or it'll be, the subprime.
That seems cheap.
The subprime crisis. They're going to foreclose on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a cheap price.
It does seem cheap. I don't know how many acres
it
is.
But, you know, the three of us aren't going to pony up some money.
But maybe you, Sylvia Lopez, Pat Harvey,
ain't enough there, trust me.
Harold Green, maybe everybody come together.
I'm going to go to the website. I'm going to go to COV411.
One of the reports I heard, Conway and Paul Majors, was that the Neverland Ranch in 3 weeks, and my personal opinion is that Michael Jackson will come up with $25 million. He just manages to always. He owns the Beatles catalog.
Yeah, he's got to have $25 million.
What if he sold just a portion of that? Couldn't he save his property? So, but nonetheless, on the courthouse steps, I would assume they're like in Santa Ynez, right? Or Solvang or whatever. On the courthouse steps, they will auction off. Almost 3,000 acres, is it? The Neverland Ranch.
Is that how big it is?
It's pretty big.
I think the report I heard was 2,800 acres.
Yeah.
You know. I'm going to give you your monthly payment on that.
Oh, thanks.
If you had a $24 million loan.
Is that a jumbo loan, Tim?
That would be jumbo. Your monthly payment is $134,000.
Oh, we're in.
Oh, yeah, we'll ride the Ferris wheel.
Well, that seems high.
Go on the bumper cars. It's wonderful. It's
that
a great.
That seems too high.
It's a great property.
Sounds, you know what? You I wonder what your property taxes would be.
You know what? I guess that's right. $134,000.
And what would your property tax be? That 1.5% of the value
exactly,
or something?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
All right, let me do calculate this again because this is crazy. Estimate for me. All right, here we go. Yeah, it's 134. No, yeah, monthly PMI is $20,000. Monthly payment, principal and interest is $134,000 a month.
I bet, however, seriously.
Who has that kind of money?
Well, somebody's got it. I bet he takes all the rides out.
I don't think he can. I think you got to leave it there.
Oh,
think,
as is?
I bet he doesn't own the
rides. Yeah, I think the rides stay there.
Yeah.
They're probably part of the property.
SOL.
Permanently.
Kid,
you know.
Kitty porn stay there? joke. I have no knowledge of Michael Jackson looking at kiddie porn. It was a joke.
All right. Let's talk to Ann in L.A. You're on 97.1 Free FM. Paul Majors from Channel 2 is with us. How are you?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I would like to know, what happened to the Wave?
The Wave?
Yeah, the stadium Wave.
Mm.
Oh,
that
Wave.
Nice. That Wave.
Okay, in other words, the roller coaster Wave?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I used to like that.
When people all stand up in different sections and it goes around the stadium.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I think it was too annoying.
Yeah, I guess that doesn't happen anymore.
You don't see it.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, all right, thanks.
Occasionally at Dodger Stadium I actually see it. Last summer I saw it at Dodger Stadium a couple times.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that caller's still going to Brooklyn Dodgers games.
Yeah.
Where the Wave was real big there, but you know.
Where are you? Where you know it's something you notice it's gone. The Wave.
Oh, well, do they still do the chicken dance lives, right? They still do the chicken. I know that's not exactly what the segment is, but
I don't know.
How about the Macarena? That still happen at weddings?
No.
Does it?
No. I think somebody does that.
Is somebody doing it?
Yeah, they pull that out once in a while. All right, let's talk to Joseph and Rossidi on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All right.
I was wondering, whatever happened to that guy that crashed that Ferrari Enzo?
Oh, the one on PCH?
Yeah.
What was his name? He's a Swedish guy.
Claude something. But he was thrown in jail for fraud, wasn't he?
Well, he was thrown in jail here, and then he was about to be deported as well, because apparently he had some issues about how he got into the country. And plus, he's being sought after in Scotland, because it's the Bank of Scotland, which actually owned not only that vehicle, but that Mercedes-Benz that the police... Remember in downtown Beverly Hills,
pictures
of the black Mercedes-Benz his wife was driving?
Yes.
Cops pulled her over, and it's one of those really long Mercedes-Benz sports cars. They're like $450,000.
Mm-hmm.
Pulled her over, hauled her right out of the car, put the car right up on one of those platforms they haul it away with, because that one was owned by the Bank of Scotland, too.
So long.
Yeah, so I think he's facing some criminal prosecution as well as some civil prosecution.
Whatever happened, and I think there might be news on this, actually, whatever happened to the dispute between the family of John Ritter and St. Joe's Hospital in Burbank?
Well, that trial's going on right now.
Yeah.
In fact, Katie Sagal just testified today.
Yep. It's
Henry Winkler testified the other day.
Henry Winkler was there to do a guest shot on Eight Simple Rules, right? But I am surprised at the trial, because I remember reading a year ago that they had reached a settlement, that the hospital and the family had reached a settlement. So I was so surprised to even hear that there would be a trial.
Yeah, well, they're suing for $67 million.
They are?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what he would have made, according to the actuarial tables, if he would have lived to the age of X, which is, reasonable, he's in fairly good shape, with the exception of that heart issue.
And worked constantly.
Yeah, he did. He's a very successful actor.
Right.
All right, 520-9710. Let's talk to, how about Philip and Fullerton? You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Hi, Conway. What's going on?
Nothing, dude.
All right. I'd like to know, whatever happened to the Night Stalker, Richard Ramirez?
That's a good one.
I think he's on death row
somewhere.
He's on
death row,
and I think
right.
he got married in prison as well.
I know he's on death row.
And I believe he got married to a juror. I think there was like a crazy woman juror in the
Are you
in the
kidding
audience.
Me?
I think that happened.
Put her on death row, too.
Well, that's not uncommon where women write letters.
No, I know.
I read in a magazine, sitting at a doctor's office, read in a magazine about some crazy chick, crazy in my opinion, who sends letters to Scott Peterson, and she was a juror in his case.
Yeah, he's been getting... And, one of the Menendez brothers got married. While he was in prison, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why? I don't understand why they do that.
You know what you got to
do? But Philip, he's on death row right now.
You know what you have to do if you're going to do this, whatever happened to you? You got to do an OJ related, whatever happened to the Mezzaluna, because it's gone now. Yeah. Whatever happened to, pick one of the just one
how
of the many characters.
How about whatever happened to the dog with the plaintive wail?
Yeah, I think the dog's probably not around anymore. Oh, makes me sad.
All right, let's talk to Jim in West Covina. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey. I got a question for maybe Tim would be the best one at this one. What happened to Sandy Holly?
The jockey?
Yeah.
Geez, I don't know. First of all, I don't think that was his name. Was it Sandy?
Sandy Hawley, yeah. He disappeared. He just went.
I can't help
it. I don't know.
This.
I don't know what happened to that dude. But was that, I don't remember that being his last name, though.
Yeah, Sandy Hawley.
How do you spell it?
H-A-W-L-E-Y.
Oh,
Hawley.
I saw it in print. I never actually, you know, it sounds weird that somebody
says it.
I see it on the racing forum.
It was usually that Sandy, something Hawley.
Yeah, Sandy F and Hawley.
Exactly.
What happened to you? I don't know, but that's actually a pretty good one. He was a very famous jockey out at Santa Anita.
And he just fell off the face of the earth, or he actually disappeared, or what?
Because I think he was relatively young when he stopped riding. You know, these guys, some of them ride until they're in their late 40s, early 50s.
Yeah, early 50s, yeah.
Lafitte Pinkai, I believe, raced until he was 51 or 52, and he only stopped because he was injured, or else he'd have been riding out there tomorrow.
When I was a kid, and we used to watch a show back in New York, and I don't know if this was a national show or just a local show, but Wonderama. Anybody remember Wonder? Did you get that title?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, whatever happened to Wonderama?
Who was the host of that?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I can see the guy in my mind's eye. Wonderama was a great show for kids, Paul. And I just have very fond memories. It was a show about, really.
Says he knows.
Oh. He knows? Oh, whatever happened.
You did?
Whatever happened to Shotgun?
Shotgun.
Have a Shotgun's career. All right, here he is, Shotgun Tom.
The host
Tom
of Wonderama
Killed.
Was Bobby McAllister.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Now, what do I win?
And what was the song they sang at the end of that show?
I don't know, man.
You don't know that the show?
I'm sorry.
Oh, boy. Wait, give Shotgun my headphones. Let's have him, while he's here, into the break. Let's have him talk up a record.
Oh, now, wait a minute, man.
Right,
I might stub my toe.
No,
okay. This is impromptu stuff.
Shotgun Tom Kelly on for 4 hours a day, man, and can't get enough. Got to come on for another 20 minutes.
All right, here we go. And we'll give him something.
I'm going to do a Paul Majors, put it under here like
this. There you
this.
Go.
Yeah, there you
so,
go.
So I can keep my hat on. Right. I know, Paul.
Good dumb.
You got a song that nobody knows, Jerry?
70s or 80s, recognizable.
70s or 80s? No,
70s?
70s, yeah. Of course, 70s. I'm the host of the 70s at 7, of course.
That's all I've heard.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
What do we got? What the heck? Oh, is this the Egyptian song? I love this. You better believe it. I'm telling you, we're having a great time here with the guys. Absolutely having a wonderful time. Paul's here. Mike's here. Oh, I stepped on it. I can't believe it.
Well, you know what? Because Jerry's an idiot. He gave you an 80s song.
Is that an 80s song?
Yeah, of course. That's 80s.
He's 80. Always doing it. He does that to you a lot.
Brian, we've gone over this a million times.
It's 1987.
I don't have a 70s song.
You have a 70s song. Don't get pissed. No, I don't want you to leave angry.
I'm leaving.
You have a 70s song in there. Come on, dude.
All right, we got to take a break. All right, gang. Paul Majors with us. Thanks for stopping by. Shotgun Tom Kelly. You can hear him on K-Earth.
Every afternoon.
Yeah. And when do you start? 3 o'clock on that station?
I start at 4, man.
4 o'clock. Oh,
yeah, man.
All right, 4 o'clock, and he goes till 8, and then he irritates everybody after
that. Yep.
Hey, you guys are beautiful.
All right, it's Conway
Whitman.
Paul Majors with us. Watch him tonight on Channel 2 at 11 o'clock. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Don't forget to watch Channel 2 News tonight at 11 o'clock. Paul Majors is with us, and he does a segment about once a week or so.
Thursday.
And it's basically what happened to blank. You know, these people who are in our lives for a period of time, and then they disappear.
There are big L.A. stories that we all, remember, and then you wonder, whatever happened to the players in that certain story or that crime or that television show or whatever?
Right. All right, let's talk to, how about Brad in Simi Valley? You're on 97.1.
Hey, gang, how's it going today?
Hey.
Hey, I want to know what happened to that Nails cornerback that used to go to Birmingham High or something like in the 80s, you know, 80, 81. The guy was all city or something. Conway.
Yeah, it's me, dude.
I went to a couple games. He took out Elway. He was the only guy in the city that was able to take out Elway.
Thank you.
His shenanigan end around.
That's right.
Thank you very much.
You were dynamite.
I'd appreciate it, dude. Yeah, the guy, I hate talking about this because it's not my reputation, but.
It comes up a lot, though, dude.
I know.
You gotta
in high school, I was a terrific football player, And I decided not to go that route. My dad is depressed out of his mind over it.
Right.
That his dad's, you know, his kid's slumming in radio.
But you wanted to do radio.
I know. But listen, my dad's listening right now, and it just depresses the hell out of him that I become, you know, an NFL football player. So let's let it go. All right, Johnny in Lawndale, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, Johnny.
I'm pretty good. I want to know what happened to the San Bernardino County Sheriff that shot the Air Force serviceman that was coming, just got back from Iraq.
Oh, yeah.
I
remember that.
About that story.
Yeah,
that's a good question,
one. I think that guy got off. I don't think he went to jail.
I don't think he was convicted either. They had a trial.
Yeah.
And I don't recall.
I think he skated.
How it came. I think he did.
And I think he was being prosecuted civilly for that, I believe. Yeah. That's the last time I heard it.
Well, yeah, he's being sued, but they had a criminal trial for that, didn't they?
Yeah.
And he got off.
And I think it was he was defended by that guy that always gets these cops off down in Orange County.
Right, right. Who is that guy? Yeah, same attorney. Right?
Johnny, I think the good thing is, you know what, I'll write this one down too, because it'd be funny to find out, not funny, it'd be interesting to find out, rather, what the former police officer is doing.
Also
what the serviceman's doing.
This is an easy one, I think, but whatever happened to the players in the North Hollywood bank robbery, the shootout?
Oh, they're both dead.
No, but the officers.
Because a lot of people don't know. We talked about that today, driving down to Figueroa Elementary School.
Oh, you did?
We did, actually,
yeah,
yes. It's actually something we're pursuing right now.
Yeah, you should do that one.
Well,
in 2 weeks, you can do what happened to Hillary Clinton.
Hey-o.
All right, Jesse in Los Feliz, you're on 97.1.
Hello, hi. Hi, hey. Hello, how are you?
Good.
Good, Jesse.
Yeah, I would like to ask, what happened to that lovely uncle woman, Linda Alvarez?
Linda Alvarez? She retired. And in fact, she's moving to Miami, Florida.
Is that right?
Yeah. Her husband got a job over there. Yeah.
By the way, do you?
No, you know what they're doing is they're building, if you can hear that over the air, yeah. They don't do it during the day, but they're actually building a jail.
Do you think
on
it was
the
an
top
earthquake?
Of the station.
No, I thought it was you. I thought it was one of you.
No,
like kicking the.
No, I heard the thing, and I'm going, "What the hell is that?"
No, they're doing some construction in this building.
Yeah. Well, that's like, you know, our new state of the art facility,
right?
You know, the studios, which are supposed to be soundproof.
They're beautiful.
You get a jet taken off out of Burbank. I'm not making this up. And then the other great thing is,
yeah, the same guy did the soundproofing over here.
And when they're up cleaning the second floor,
right.
And they got those big carts, they, you know, with all their stuff in it.
You can hear it.
It's like you're looking around, going, "What the hell?"
Well, somebody send a memo, obviously, while Mr. Majors and Ms. Diaz are doing their newscast at 11. Please, none of that.
Yeah, low flybys.
Yeah, right.
All right, let's talk to Frank in Los Angeles. Frank, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
What's up, guys?
Hey, dude.
Hey, Frank.
Hey. A few years ago, a Boy Scout troop got, one of their Boy Scouts, a little Hispanic kid, got separated. And,
oh, that's up in the San Bernardino
Mountains.
Yeah,
I remember that,
and all they found was his camera with, like, a self-portrait
right,
in it.
Right,
you ever know what happened to that kid?
I don't think they ever found him, did they?
No, they never found him.
You know what, Frank? We're writing this one down, too.
I'm getting
it. Yeah, that's a good one.
They were even saying he might have gotten eaten by a bear. Which I thought was crazy, you know? Hey, I have another question for you guys. What do you think happens to the people that just disappear? You know, every day I get those things in the mail. Have you seen me? Where's everybody going?
Well, I think a lot of people are going with, fathers and mothers. You know, the mom comes in and grabs the kid and takes off with them, or the dad. I think a lot of times people know there's a relative or they know who the person is taking them.
I agree.
Occasionally people do just disappear.
It seems like so many people disappear in our country, especially.
Yeah.
I know the name, and this is one you have to do. I mean, for history buffs, and it's a local story, and I've read about the guy, and I even think I read where you could contact him, but his name escapes me, and I can't find it online. Whatever happened to, and you've got to find him, the young Mexican boy working in the kitchen at the Ambassador Hotel who held the head of Robert F. Kennedy, who had just been shot.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because that photograph is in anyone who lived through that era. I didn't, but I would assume it's seared in the mind of anyone who lived through that
time. White jacket, the white waiter's jacket.
Right, and he was down on his knees on the floor holding Senator Kennedy's body.
Hey, Brian?
Yes.
Yeah, Jerry Wyszowski.
That guy plays cards with me at the Commerce.
Is that right?
Every Wednesday, yeah.
Oh, really?
After the show, yeah. He plays at the 10-20 table with me.
Wow, look at that. Look at that, man. Unreal. Yeah. All right. Jesus, who would have guessed? Jerry had a connection.
Maybe he's downstairs under the floor banging, trying to get up. To, this is not me. I swear to God.
You know what it is? No, it's somebody trying to break out of K-Earth. What's happening? All right. Let's talk to Raphael. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, Mr. Majors, how you doing?
Good. Call me Paul.
All right, Paul. Hey, it would be nice if you were to do a story on whatever happened to the great Americans, the Korean store veterans that protected their stores, practicing their Second Amendment right. Some will call it a privilege.
Right. The guys on top of the building?
Yes, when the riots were going on.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah. Korean business owners. Yeah.
I've got one
for you. I think they're still there.
There's a guy in Westminster, and this was 1998, and his name was Trung Van Tran, and he had a picture in Little Saigon, I guess, of Ho Chi Minh. Do you remember this story,
buddy?
Right,
the big protest.
Yes, he had a picture of Ho Chi Minh in his storefront, and he wouldn't remove it. And the crowd, of course, was protesting, and there was violence, and it was a big debate on local talk radio, and you know, some of us defended his right. It's his store. If he wants to put Ho Chi Minh in the window, the other people, as horrifying as it is, should respect that this guy's kind of a nut, but let's not get violent about it. But it was a big story for about a month, and whatever happened to that store owner would be an interesting thing.
Yeah, that's a good one.
What about what happened to – you remember that chick? You know her. You probably know her personally. You may even know where she is now, but Liz Rugburns Fulton?
Oh, well, she was number one, worked with Rigby's in the morning. You know what, Brian? I don't know what happened to Liz Fulton, but she used to call her on the air.
It was a different era. But I've asked him once or twice about her, and he says, you know what, I don't know. But one day he said this to me, and this is not true. God, I hope not. He said to me, or I'm confusing stories, but I said, hey, buddy, we were at lunch or something. I said, do you hear from Liz?
Brian? I think she's dead. I said, Jesus. No, God, not Liz.
No, I think she lives in Santa Barbara.
Right, but she moved up somewhere. No, she's not. She's very much alive. And, you know, she worked with Rick Dees for a long time. And, of course, Ellen Kay has been at Kiss FM forever. So, but, Liz Fulton was.
And, you know, Rick, before I came over here tonight, I didn't get a chance to eat because I rushed over from the valley over to here.
Oh,
you got any coupons for anything? Or?
Well, you know what? I'd love to send it. Do you love ribs?
I love ribs, yeah.
And, Paul Majors, you've got a family of four, don't
That's
you?
That's true.
Well, great. How about a four-pack for Tony Roma's dinner for four?
Wow.
And that is great. You know what I'm going to send Kathy, if you don't mind? How about a lovely basket of Snooki's cookies? Would that be wonderful?
That'd be great.
I would love to do it. Paul Majors, watch him. CBS 2 at 11. He is great. And right back into the hits right now. She is so talented. Turn it up, Jerry. You're retarded, and it's a problem for me. She is going to be at the Forum, and you've got to get tickets. Even if you scalp them. No, don't say that. It's illegal.
Don't say it, Rick.
Oh, okay. It's illegal. All right. Well, but she puts on a great show, and you know she'll do this 25 before 9. Madonna at Kiss FM.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Paul Majors joins us. He is with Channel 2. You can see him every night with Laura Diaz on Channel 2 at 11 o'clock. Johnny Mountain, Jim Hill. Who else is a regular on that show?
That's pretty much it, yeah.
We've been watching, and of course, this is a very, very busy news time. I mean, if people don't watch the news, this is really an important time to watch the news because we're electing a president.
Right.
And this Democratic race, Conway and I talk about it sometimes. We don't talk about a lot of politics on our show. But between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, it seems to be coming down now to three states, Texas, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Is this a big deal? Have you seen in the years you've covered news enthusiasm for a presidential race like this, Paul?
Well, you know, I think you look at every place that they've already had either a caucus or the election.
The primary, rather.
And it's the voter turnout that's been amazing. You know, so I think, people are excited about it because, you know, when was the last time you saw a race this good, at least on, one side of the deal?
Right.
And historic. I mean, a woman and a black man.
Right.
whoever wins is going to be a historic candidate.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, you know, I read on the internet today that the Hillary supporters are really true Hillary supporters, like you.
Right.
Who love Hillary.
I do.
That may not go out there and vote for Obama in hopes to get Hillary in there in 4 years from now. Is that true?
I hadn't thought about that, but I'll tell you something. I am a proud Democrat. The only Republicans I've ever voted for in my life are Rudy Giuliani. Well, I supported him. I couldn't vote for him because I didn't live in the city. So Rudy Giuliani, Sheriff Lee Baca of Los Angeles, who I love, who happens to be a Republican, and a local representative back growing up on Staten Island, a buddy of mine who's a very conservative Republican.
And Schwarzenegger, you voted for him.
Schwarzenegger, too. Thank you. Right. So there's four. But I have never voted for a Republican presidential candidate. But if it's Barack Obama with very limited experience against John McCain with towering experience, I'm going to have a tough time. Ultimately, I'll probably go with my party and be swept up by the convention and vote for Barack. But that's going to be a tough choice to make. If it's McCain-Hillary, I go right for Hillary. It's a cinch. But if it's McCain-Obama, I have to really think about that one, and I might vote for John McCain. I like John McCain.
Did you vote for Walter Mondale?
I'm not that old, my friend.
I wouldn't have had it narrowed down because you got two votes, so it was him, and then you would have been the other guy.
No, but I did support in 1984. I watched it my whole life. I mean, my parents used to look at me and go, my dad would say to my mom, Barbara, what is wrong with this kid? Can he go outside and play baseball? And I'm watching political conventions, but I remember, you know, Gary Hart and Walter Mondale, and I liked Gary Hart. I thought he was a great candidate, but Walter Mondale, and then Mike Dukakis, Kitty and I.
Wearing that helmet and on that tank.
Oh, yeah. I got the tank and made a
crucial error. What a dumb picture, yeah.
My wife Kitty's on amphetamines.
Well, the only other thing I'll say about the election is I think Barack Obama gets a lot of people to go out and vote who otherwise just wouldn't go out and
vote. That's true.
And that's a good thing.
However, in a general election, after, you know, young people have short attention spans. November is 9 months away. Election day comes. Oh, yeah, Barack. Yeah, that was a year ago. Yeah. Oh, well,
I already voted for him.
We can do whatever happened to voting.
Right. It's a great idea.
All right. Whatever happened to Paul Majors does a piece every single Thursday night. And they've been doing some very good ones, and we're taking some more ideas for him. Let's talk to Dan in Temecula. He's been on hold for a while. Dan, how are you, sir?
How are you guys doing tonight?
All right.
It's kind of old now, but I think it was Wonderama. Wasn't the song Kids Are People Too?
Yeah, Wackadoo.
See,
yeah.
I am so bad at Trivial Pursuit, and when I know something, I got to call up and show up in front of tens of listeners.
Good for you, man. All right, congratulations.
Hey, thank you. One more thing. No, yes. Whatever happened to the Cuban kid? You guys may have already talked
Ellie
about
Ellie and Gonzalez?
Ellie and Gonzalez, yeah.
Yes.
Back in Cuba.
He must be getting a lot of ass in Cuba.
Well, how old would he be now?
Well, he was 6 when it happened.
Happened in 99, 98.
Was it 98?
Was it?
98, 99, shortly before the election.
All right, so yeah, he's, well, he was he's 16
like
years
16
old.
Years old.
Yeah.
Well, I was wondering what happened to him, if he's, you know, he's happy or, you
yeah,
know,
that's interesting. They used him a lot down there initially. You know, they'd have big assemblies and, you know, Fidel would be there and they'd have him right up in the front row with his pop and
whatever.
Yeah. Who gave that kid back to him? Clinton?
Yes. Clinton and Janet Reno and the whole.
Oh, yeah, that's right. All right, thanks.
All right, guys, thanks a lot.
Because they're terrible because they don't care about kids. Right, Tim. By the way, speaking of politics very quickly.
I just simply asked who gave the kid back.
When the issue is Bill Clinton, you never simply ask anything.
I was just asking who gave the kid back.
Well, I'll give you this for Democrats and your boy in Minnesota, Walter Mondale. I was watching something on C-SPAN. You want to lose a presidential election? Walter Mondale at the convention in his speech, said this. I don't do an impression of him, but so in my own voice, he said, both President Reagan and I will raise your taxes. He won't tell you. I just did.
Mm.
And people went.
So long.
Yeah, that did kill him. You're right.
All right.
See you, Walter.
Yeah. Wally and Fulton, you're on 97.1 Free FM. You there? All right. How about Mark? How about Robert? Robert, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, I'd like to know, what happened to the boy whose father set him on fire in a motel room about 20 years ago?
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
Yeah, we saw your call come up, Robert. We think that father just got out of prison a short while ago, if I'm not mistaken.
I think he got 25 years for carrying a gun, third offense, something
like
that.
Oh, recently?
Yeah, they threw the book at him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know
what? That's a good one, Robert.
Yeah, that is a good one.
You know, it's a good one. It might require the CBS budget. You might have to travel a little bit. But you've seen on television Dominic Dunn. He actually looks like George Burns. He's this, you know, investigative reporter. Older guy, writes crime novels. And
writes for Vanity Fair.
For Vanity Fair and writes great articles and is very... very much into these crime stories. Well, his daughter played the eldest daughter in the Poltergeist movie, and I can't believe that her name escapes me right now. But Dominique Dunn was her name, and her boyfriend here in Los Angeles, she has passed away, as has the daughter Carol Ann. You know, the young daughter from Poltergeist is dead, as is the older sister. He left her for dead. He was, like, stalking her, choked her, left her for dead, like, in the parking lot, in the driveway, forgive me, of her condominium or something like that. She was in a coma for several days, and she ultimately died. He went to prison for a short while for manslaughter or some charge, and I'm not sure what it was, came out, changed his name, then went to work as a chef, a very high-end chef at a very high-end Southern California restaurant with a name change, and they led a protest outside the restaurant holding placards that read, "The hands that prepared your meal tonight strangled my daughter to death."
Oh, wow.
Oh.
This guy then said, "I can't take this," and moved to, like, Phoenix or moved to Oregon, but he's out there somewhere, and that would be interesting.
Hmm. What was his specialty?
I don't know, but he was like a real culinary artist.
Was he good at any, like, was he like a famous chef?
The restaurant name escapes me, but he was like he was not working at the IHOP.
Ah, bubble.
Yeah, and most of the stories that I read about it didn't really focus on, you know, the special of the day, Tim.
I was over at the IHOP a couple of months ago, and I'm just recovering now. But
that's encouraging.
I ordered the off the Mexican menu, the Señor chicken, and the guy says, "How old are you?" I said, "I'm 44. Why do you care?" He goes, "You're ordering off the seniors menu. That's not Señor chicken. It's the senior chicken, young man."
Well, you should have seen our experience tonight. We're sitting there. No one's waiting on us. Chick finally walks up, and she says, "Are you guys ready to order?" We go, "Yeah." She goes, "Just a minute." And she leaves, and she goes back in the kitchen. You know where the kitchen is in the door right over there?
Right.
And so Mike and I can hear arguing, like loud arguing. And I go back there because we're sitting there for 5 minutes, and all we hear is arguing. So I go back there. I step halfway into the kitchen, and I go, "She's arguing with the cook." And he's screaming at her, and I go, "Hey, yo." I go, "How about one of you just taking our order? I don't care which one."
Right.
And then she turns, and she walks out and points at him and points at me, too.
and then you know what happened 10 minutes after that? She went back into the kitchen and said, "Is that the guy who does the news?"
Yeah, he's getting all crazy out there.
I'm telling you, it was just
bizarre.
Where'd
you eat?
IHOP.
Oh, across the street?
Yeah, across the street.
Oh, I didn't know that. I would have joined you over there.
In fact, when I left, we paid for dinner, and she's at the front register. And on the way, I grabbed a toothpick from that dispenser, and I looked at her, and I said, "Hey." She looks up at me, and I winked at her, and I said, "You got to stop arguing with that cook. He's the one making the food."
You know, the comedian Louis Anderson is a very good friend of mine, and we, for a short while, did a show here on Free FM on Sundays called Casino Talk, where we talked about gambling. I mean, you know, Conway could have just as easily, probably better than I, hosted the show. But Louis Anderson and I did it together. And in one of the very first meetings we had, first we went to the Beverly Hills Hotel. "Hey, have you ever had scones? I love scones. Let's have some scones. Can we have more scones?" So it's scones, a million scones around. Then he comes here to the station, and we're in the conference room. And I said, "I got to be on the air with Conway in an hour, but I think I'm going to run to get a burger at the IHOP, Louis." Quote from Louis Anderson. "Oh, no. Don't do that. That stuff will kill you.
Oh,
it's so unhealthy."
Oh, man.
"Hey, it's Wild Willie Anderson."
Hey, Willie.
All right.
What's going on, Whitman?
I'm all right, Louie.
All right. Watch Channel 2 tonight at 11 o'clock. Sorry we didn't get to all your calls there. Maybe we'll do this again sometime. Awfully nice to see you, Paul.
You know, thanks for having me in, guys. I really appreciate
Mike
it.
Mike Nelson, head of publicity for all of CBS stations in America. Nice to see you.
And this segment we've been talking about, Whatever Happened To, is a Thursday night segment.
Every Thursday night, 11 o'clock.
Yeah, Thursday night. Who are you doing this week?
Alfredo Perez, the teacher that was shot in the forehead.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Okay,
for the kids.
All right, we're going to do news at a little after 9, but before that, David Letterman's top 10 list. It's very funny. I saw it last night. We're going to play that one tonight. It's very funny. And then we have tons of show, almost too much show.
Really? Almost too much.
All right. It is the Conway Whitman Show. We thank Paul Majors. Watch him tonight on Channel 2 at 11 o'clock. They're going to have some hot, hot stories, man.
Yep, they always do.
All right, we're live on 97.1 for FM.
And listen for those planes flying out of Burbank while Paul's doing the news.